AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A Russian military plane with 92 people aboard, including a well-known military band and dance company, crashed into the Black Sea this morning on its way to a Russian airbase in Syria.
The Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu is personally overseeing the rescue efforts, and he is regularly reporting to President Vladimir Putin on its progress.
One body's been recovered so far, but AP correspondent Vladimir Isachenkov in Moscow reports there's no word of any survivors. A 10-year-old girl died after falling ill aboard a transatlantic Air Canada flight. The airline says a doctor and a nurse were on board the big jet and helped the flight crew assist the child. Emergency crews met the aircraft when it landed in Ireland, but Air Canada says local medical authorities pronounced the little girl dead. Donald Trump says he will dissolve his charitable foundation.
The president-elect says in a statement that he has directed his counsel to take the necessary steps to carry out the dissolution of the Donald J. Trump Foundation. Trump adds in the statement that the foundation operated at essentially no cost for decades, with 100% of the money going to charity. But the New York State Attorney General's office is investigating whether the foundation has abided by state laws governing nonprofits. Trump says he will pursue philanthropic efforts in other ways. I'm Mike Rossio.
Christmas Day will look like winter in some western states, but more like spring farther east.
We're expecting a line of showers and possibly a few embedded thunderstorms to move across parts of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma as well. And some of these storms could produce damaging wind gusts from the mid to late morning hours into the afternoon hours as this activity spreads eastward.
Ariel Cohen, a meteorologist at the Storm Prediction Center, says the state of Kansas could get clobbered with severe storms today. This is AP Radio News. Before heading back to their rental property for the night in Hawaii, where they are vacationing for 2 weeks, President Obama and two daughters and close friends unwound with some shave ice, a popular Hawaiian dessert that combines thinly shaved ice with different flavors of syrup and assorted toppings. Israel's leader could use some ice to cool down. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is venting his anger at President Obama after the U.S. abstained from a U.N. Security Council vote last week, demanding an end to Israeli settlements on Palestinian lands.
Israel's prime minister says the Obama administration has conducted a shameful anti-Israel ambush at the UN. He says he's looking forward to working with his friend, President-elect Donald Trump. Trump had called for the U.S. to exercise its veto of the resolution condemning Israeli settlements.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle Grow Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle Grow Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save